Double J.
With Tim Shield.
Waxahachie, welcome back to Double J. Newest member of the Double J team. Have you always wanted to do radio or like be a radio host?
It's so funny. Yes, I have. And every time I do station IDs, I always say that. Like, I feel like I'm really good at this. And I feel like I could do this. And I also just love DJing. I love being the person in charge of music. So yeah. I was extremely excited to be asked to do this.
Okay. So see, this makes me interested because I don't know if you know this about me, Katie, but my day job is I'm a radio presenter. It's literally my job. But here you are, just you record a couple of promos every now and then, and you think you could be an amazing radio presenter. Like what? Okay. Why would you be a great radio host? Here's my question. Why?
Well, to get be specific. Fair, I don't know that I would be a great radio host. I just am excited for the opportunity to try. I think that there's something about it, like just the conversational like element of it that feels pretty natural for me. I feel like that's something, I feel like I always like sound better in interviews than I am read on the page, if that makes sense. I'm like, oh, this is cool. This gives me an opportunity to like show that side of myself because all that people know me for is music. So I don't know. I certainly don't know that I'll be great at it, but I'm very excited for the opportunity to try.
Well, it's exciting to have you as part of the team. You know, like we've loved your music at Double J for a little bit, and your most recent record was our feature album earlier this year. In fact, I don't think we've spoken to you since then. I'm not sure, but we actually also put it on our list of the 20 best albums of 2020 so far.
Oh, I'm so flattered. That's so cool.
Do you have like a favorite album from the year so far? Something that you've been listening to a lot?
It's a really good question. You know, a record that I've really loved a lot this year, that I'm not sure if it might be kind of under the radar over there, but it's by Jess Williamson, her record Sorceress, which I actually play on my first show. One of the songs from that record. She's a good friend of mine, but I think that record is so incredible. So that's something I've been listening to a lot from this year.
Excellent. Already going in with the deep cut. You know, so you're gonna fit right in here at Double J for the next month, I reckon. So this record, you know, how has it been kind of putting an album out and then going into COVID-19 era? I mean, I know it's kind of the most obvious question. I mean, musos are getting asked it all the time, but you know, how are you coping with not being on tour and some of the differences? I know you've been live streaming a lot, right?
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, on one hand, I really took a long time off between records this time and spent a lot of time home, alone, working on stuff and not touring. And so on one hand, it was really disappointing because I felt really ready to finally get back out on the road and to put kind of all the pieces in place for that. And on the other hand, I feel sort of prepared. Like I kind of know how to live this lifestyle of just being home and kind of having downtime. So, you know, it's kind of like every day is a little different. Some days it's easy, some days it's hard. But I do feel like the tide is starting to change a little, and I'm starting to just work on new music and try and break the cycle of I make a record, then I tour. I'm just sort of like, well, that's kind of getting shaken up now. So. I'm staying positive for the most part.
Katie, I mean, you're playing an amazingly eclectic group of music this weekend. I don't want to give it all away, but you've got Frank Ocean in there. You've got Matthew Sweet, a classic. Linda McCartney gets a run, which always I feel so happy when I see Linda's name in a playlist. That's very exciting. And Twerps as well. Tell us about Twerps. You're a big fan?
Yeah, big fan. It's funny. So I actually listened to the playlist today for this show. And I was so pumped. Like it just really did its job. But the other is like Twerps came on and it just took me back. I remember being on tour maybe 5 years ago, right when that record came out. And you couldn't go anywhere without hearing it. It was just everywhere. And it's just such a good vibe. It's so positive and so fun. And I'm a big fan and we're label mates over in the States. So yeah, love Twerps.
In a way, it's a quintessential Australian or Melbourne kind of sound. Sometimes I wonder whether there's a whole section of like American music fans who think that all music from Australia sounds like Twerps. Wouldn't be the worst thing, I guess.
I think that's a great thing. I think I think that in a way there's like a little bit of that probably, like at least contemporary indie rock, and I think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So Waxahachie in lockdown, in the COVID-19 era, you know, we talked a bit, I mean, you're playing music this weekend that's about lifting you up, but I wanted to ask you a bit more of a serious question. With your new album coming out, you've spoken a bit about the songs on that record being about a time of change for you, and part of that being the decision to go sober. And I feel like a conversation that's been happening privately or publicly for a lot of people is how their relationship with alcohol is changing or is challenging during this time. Have you got any advice for anyone who might be finding that their relationship with alcohol is not feeling super healthy right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I that's interesting. I guess because I don't drink, I haven't really put that much thought into how this time would feel for drinkers. But I think that it's always good to look at that stuff honestly and to not feel, try not to feel too overwhelmed by it, because, you know, every day is new and you can make those changes and adjustments as you go. And, I think that, obviously being sober has really changed my life and for the better and in every possible way. But it's not for everybody. And yeah, I think, just don't be too hard on yourself. That's something I live by.
Yeah. And I think it's a strong message at the moment, you know, because we are all dealing with different things in different parts of the world. Even in Australia, we're a pretty big country. So now we have, as I think you're familiar with the idea of a big country being from the States, right? But, you know, we've got, similar to the States, I guess, we've got all these different parts of the country who are now engaging with COVID and rules and restrictions in very different ways. So people are experiencing all these different kinds of things. And I think all you can do is just have a bit of empathy for other people's experience and what they might be going through.
Absolutely. I think empathy and softness and just trying to, you know, have compassion for each other is huge right now. And it's hard, but I think that's something I've been really trying to settle into in the last few months.
Well, I am so glad you have joined the team. I regret to inform you it's only for a month. I don't know if anyone's let you know that, because I know
We'll see what happens at the end, but yes.
Waxahachie is our artist in residence this month on Double J, the new record from Waxahachie, which, like I mentioned, it's in our best albums of the year list, former Double J feature album. You have to check it out. It's called Saint Cloud. And I reckon we'll probably be playing a bit of that while you're part of the team as well. But I'm looking forward to this weekend. You're going to kick off with 2 hours of fun, positive, uplifting songs that lift you up. And I'm sure will lift the people of Double J up. Thanks so much, Katie. So great to chat and welcome to the team.
Hey, thank you. So nice to chat to you too.
I heard a song come on, the jukebox.
Music makes you.
And I said, who, what, wait, who is this? And I was hooked.
There's the lasers, the dry ice, Townsend's doing the windmill. I'm 15 feet from like Keith Moon. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, he just opened this whole world that I'd never had any notion of before.
Double J.